The Paris attacks struck a city that, among other things, is a city that people around the world really, really love. People also love to visit and save their money for that moment they can stroll along the Seine. Now many people wonder if they can. Some would-be tourists spoke with NPR's Yuki Noguchi.
Julia Svetlova had already made reservations at two Paris restaurants, booked hotels, and paid for the two-hour Eurostar train from her home city of London last week when she turned on the television.
I was about to pack my luggage on Friday, and then I just sat down and I started to see all the stuff happening in Paris.
She and her boyfriend stayed up until 3 a.m. watching the news. Broken-hearted, they canceled their plans.
And I actually went online and I saw what both of the places we were supposed to go to on Saturday, they were just basically half a mile away from where all these attacks happened.
Svetlova, a photographer who had hoped to visit photo exhibitions in Paris, says she's determined to eventually make the trip.
It's just hard, you know, it's just scary because it's like you kind of think you're not safe anywhere.
Joe Diaz has heard of many similar canceled adventures.
Family of four canceled a trip that they were going to London, Paris, and Barcelona. Another couple canceled a trip to Provence that they were going to be heading to in December. You've seen some business conferences cancel.
Diaz is co-founder of Afar, a travel magazine. He says he was in Paris last weekend and intends to go again in 3 weeks.
France and Paris specifically is probably one of the most safest cities in the world right now because of what's happened. And I think, you know, for us, it would just do a disservice to cancel a trip in a place where I think they need those visitors and they need that support the most.
Rick Sini is CEO of FairCompare.com, a comparison shopping site. He says he thinks the dip in travel is temporary. He says the typical pattern following a terrorist attack is that travel dips for a few weeks. So far, he says, he hasn't seen traffic, searches, or demand change dramatically for Paris or France.
The airlines are waiving fees for change fees if you already have a ticket, for example, for just the immediate time period, the next couple weeks or so. They're not even waiving the fees if you had travel in December. So if they were worried about that, they'd actually be refunding tickets and canceling flights.
The Paris attacks come on the heels of other attacks on Lebanon, the downed Russian jet, and the Charlie Hebdo newspaper. Sini says if demand declines and remains low for more than a few weeks, the airline's complex ticket pricing systems will pick up on it.
It may lower some of those price points as it senses that demand isn't as good.
And typically, even in areas where there's real or perceived increased risk, lower prices often bring back travelers.
Even with the security risk, we saw a lot of people traveling to Mexico against the common wisdom to fly down there because it was a third of the price as it was the year before.
Julia Svetlova, the London artist, says she thinks travel and security lines will become more of a hassle, but she will not be packing up her passport because of the terrorist attacks.
I will definitely not stop traveling because of that, because things like that can happen anywhere and you can't predict it.
In the meantime, she's been trying to get through to Eurostar to reschedule her trip. She says every time she calls, though, the line has been busy. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.